Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Happy Veterans Day, everybody. Veterans Day, as you probably know, began as Armistice Day, way back in the day. In fact, President Wilson first acknowledged it in 1919, right after signing of the Treaty of Versailles. That took place on, as they say, the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month, which is why we have Veterans Day now. Congress made Armistice Day a national holiday on November the 11th, 1938, and it stayed that way until after World War II, when a guy named Alvin King was so moved by the death of his nephew in World War II that he started a movement by the Emporia Chamber of Commerce. I've always been proud of our Chambers of Commerce for things like this. The Emporia, Kansas Chamber of Commerce started a movement to rename Armistice Day Veterans Day. And as you now know, President Eisenhower made it that official, made the change from Armistice Day to Veterans Day in 1954. You know, America's first military were the Minutemen Militia way back in the Revolutionary War, right? They were shopkeepers and craftsmen, farmers, people like that. Today we call those people small business owners. But they were our first veterans. Defining a veteran today is more complicated because there are multiple uses of the term. The Veterans Administration, understandably, has a very strict technical definition because they're responsible for dispersing VA benefits, money, real money to real people. The classic definition, though, the one that most people have used over the years, is someone who served on active duty for more than 6 months. But what about the volunteer service of the National Guard and the Reserves, like the Minutemen in the Revolutionary War? For decades, National Guard members and reservists have been comprised of two groups, those who deployed for an extended period and those who prepared themselves for deployment. And since the Minutemen, America's small business owners have been included in these ranks. But for the past 20 years, they've been required to do an extra degree of commitment, to make an extra commitment, because of the increased likelihood that they might have to leave their business for a deployment, possibly more than once. This has happened. Reservists have had to make themselves available for deployment sometimes more than once. I know some people who've been deployed 5 times. In the last 20 years. But since 1990, two developments have created this new expectation for our Army, for our Guard and Reserves. First is the three Middle Eastern conflicts, right? Desert Storm, the Iraq War, and the Afghanistan War. They've combined for 20 years of deployment so far, just so far, of our men and women in the Reserves and the National Guard. And number two, the increased deployment expectation of Guard and Reserve units to augment declining armed forces members. Our active duty military numbers are declining even as we speak. And as that happens, the Reserves and the Guard are going to have to be prepared to be ready to deploy at a moment's notice. In Iraq and Afghanistan, the Guard and Reserves accounted for 1/3 of U.S. forces and a comparable percentage of casualties. Many of these patriots deployed, as I said earlier, more than once, two or three, five, four or five times. The RAND Corporation reports the use of the Guard and Reserve has steadily increased since the first Gulf War, and this trend is likely to continue. That's not me saying that. That's the RAND Corporation. And I agree with that. I've been saying that for a long time. Indeed, I think you can expect the efficiency of Guard and Reserve assets to figure even more heavily in America's national security plans in the face of budget cuts by policy, by ideology, and by law, which is this, which in this case is sequestration. As sequestration, which I think is a good thing for the country, that's going to put a heavier one of the implications of that is going to be more expectation from our Guard and Reserve. So, on this Veterans Day, let's honor all who proudly volunteered to wear the uniform. In my opinion, this includes members of the Guard and Reserves who have deployed right alongside the regular military, as well as those volunteers who did not deploy, but who for years, many 20 or more years, trained and made themselves available to be deployed as their country needed them. In the modern age of American national defense, in my opinion, if you wore the uniform of any of the armed forces, you deserve to be called a veteran and to receive the respect and the recognition of a grateful nation, including on this Veterans Day. So, happy Veterans Day to all who served. And there are I don't know how many, probably millions of people who are members of the Guard and Reserve. In fact, that I know of one case in particular, 30-something years ago, where an Army Reserve unit, was the only fully qualified, fully equipped, fully prepared, fully trained, critically needed unit that the military had in the world. In other words, if the United States of America needed that size unit, just a company grade unit, they needed that unit to be inserted anywhere in the world in a 48-hour notice. They only had one in the world, and it was a reserve unit. Now, many of those people in that unit would not be technically considered to be veterans. But tell that to those men and women who kept their bag, their duffel bag packed, their rucksack packed and under their bed or in their closet, waiting to go at a moment's notice, including during the Iranian attack, the Iranian attempt to release those hostages over there. Tell those people that they're not veterans. I think they are, in my opinion. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingham. Happy Veterans Day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.